Instrumento de aferição amostral de inglês, 51. Ensino básico, 5º ano de escolaridade, 2021. Vais agora realizar a parte A, compreensão do oral. Escuta com muita atenção e segue as instruções. Mesmo que não compreendas alguma palavra ou frase, continua a resolver a prova e mantém-te em silêncio. A compreensão do oral é composta por 4 partes e integra 8 questões. As questões encontram-se no enunciado da prova. Antes de ouvires os textos de cada uma das partes, dispões de alguns segundos para ler as respectivas questões. Vais ouvir cada texto 2 vezes. Enquanto estiveres a ouvir, registra as tuas respostas. No final de cada audição, dispões de alguns segundos para registar e/ou verificar as tuas respostas. Atenção! Toda a prova será em inglês. Vira agora à página do enunciado para dar início à parte A da prova, compreensão do oral.
Listening 1. Sally and Kevin are classmates. They are at school talking about family and favourite things. Look at the example and listen. Example. Which is Kevin's pet?
Today Ninja has to go to the vet.
Is Ninja your dog?
No, it's my brother's turtle. I've got a parrot.
Can you see the cross? The correct answer is B. Now listen to items 1.1 to 1.5. Put a cross next to the correct option, A, B or C. You have 10 seconds to look at the pictures. One. Which animal is Sally's favourite?
I'm going to the zoo on Saturday. I go there every year.
I like going to the zoo too, but I never visit the snakes.
Ugh, I hate snakes too. So what's your favourite animal?
Well, my favourite animals are the giraffe, but I also like the monkeys. They're so cute.
Listen again. 1.1. Which animal is Sally's favourite?
I'm going to the zoo on Saturday. I go there every year.
I like going to the zoo too, but I never visit the snakes.
Ugh, I hate snakes too. So what's your favourite animal?
Well, my favourite animals are the giraffe, but I also like the monkeys. They're so cute.
1.2. What is Sally's favourite colour?
What a nice sweater you have. Is it new?
Yes, it is. Do you like the colour?
Yes, I do. Blue is a nice colour. I like it very much, but my favourite is yellow.
I prefer orange.
It's my favourite.
Listen again. 1.2. What is Sally's favourite colour?
What a nice sweater you have. Is it new?
Yes, it is. Do you like the colour?
Yes, I do. Blue is a nice colour. I like it very much, but my favourite is yellow.
I prefer orange.
It's my favourite.
1.3. Where is Kevin's bike?
I'm going to ride my bike after school. Do you want to come?
Okay, but my bike is at home today. Where is yours?
It's over there.
Is it that brown one next to the tree?
No, it's the green one between the brown and the pink one.
Listen again. Where is Kevin's bike?
I'm going to ride my bike after school. Do you want to come?
Okay, but my bike is at home today. Where is yours?
It's over there.
Is it that brown one next to the tree?
No, it's the green one between the brown and the pink one.
1.4. How old is Kevin's brother?
Look, that's my brother over there.
Really? He's very tall. How old is he?
Everybody thinks he's 15, but he's only 13.
Well, I think he looks 18.
Listen again. How old is Kevin's brother?
Look, that's my brother over there.
Really? He's very tall. How old is he?
Everybody thinks he's 15, but he's only 13.
Well, I think he looks 18.
1.5. What do Sally and Kevin have for lunch?
I'm hungry. Let's have lunch.
What do you want?
A hamburger and chips.
I don't like chips. I prefer spaghetti and salad.
Okay, a hamburger, spaghetti and salad for two then.
Listen again. What do Sally and Kevin have for lunch?
I'm hungry. Let's have lunch.
What do you want?
A hamburger and chips.
I don't like chips. I prefer spaghetti and salad.
Okay, a hamburger, spaghetti and salad for two then.
Now, check your answers. That is the end of listening one. Listening two. Sally's sister, Martha, is in an English lesson. She is talking about some members of her family. Listen. Put a cross next to the correct option, A or B. You have 15 seconds to look at the pictures. There is one example.
Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm here to talk about three members of my family. First, I'm going to tell you about Andy, my uncle. He's always happy and smiling.
Can you see the cross? The correct answer is A. Listen to a bit more about Andy.
Andy is my favourite uncle. He's fat and very funny. He hasn't got any hair.
Now listen about Bill.
Then there's my dad, Bill. He isn't short at all. He's got beautiful green eyes. He's a great architect, you know.
Listen about Chris.
My best friend is my cousin Chris. He's very intelligent. He hasn't got blue eyes like my uncle Andy. His are brown. He's got short, curly hair, just like me. We're always together.
Listen again.
Hello, my name is Martha, and I'm here to talk about three members of my family. First, I'm going to tell you about Andy, my uncle. He's always happy and smiling. Andy is my favorite uncle. He's fat and very funny. He hasn't got any hair.
Now listen about Bill.
Then there's my dad, Bill. He isn't short at all. He's got beautiful green eyes. He's a great architect, you know.
Listen about Chris.
My best friend is my cousin Chris. He's very intelligent. He hasn't got blue eyes like my uncle Andy. His are brown. He's got short, curly hair, just like me. We're always together.
Now, check your answers. That is the end of listening 2. Listening 3. Listen to Kevin and Sally. They are talking about Sally's activities. Match the activities with the correct time. There are 2 times you do not need. You have 10 seconds to look at the table. There is 1 example.
Do you want to go to the cinema, Sally?
Oh, I can't today. I'm going swimming at 4:45.
Okay, what about tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow I'm playing tennis at 5:10.
Okay, let's go on Saturday.
Sorry, Kevin. On Saturday, it's my grandmother's birthday party at 11:30.
Are you free on Sunday then?
Yes, but only after lunch.
Okay. Let's meet at 3:15 in front of the cinema.
Great. See you then.
Listen again.
Do you want to go to the cinema, Sally?
Oh, I can't today. I'm going swimming at 4:45.
Okay, what about tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow I'm playing tennis at 5:10.
Okay, let's go on Saturday.
Sorry, Kevin. On Saturday, it's my grandmother's birthday party at 11:30.
Are you free on Sunday then?
Yes, but only after lunch.
Okay, let's meet at 3:15 in front of the cinema.
Great, see you then.
Now, check your answers. That is the end of listening 3. Listening 4. Kevin and Sally are talking about their school timetable. Listen and complete the timetable. Choose the correct subjects. There are 2 subjects you do not need. You have 10 seconds to look at the timetable. There is 1 example.
Let's have a look at our timetable. What's our first lesson on Monday?
Well, we have maths at 8:00.
Great, I love maths. Do we have history or art on Tuesdays?
Well, let me see. On Tuesdays, we don't have art, but we have history at 9:00.
What about science? Do we have science on Tuesdays?
No, it's on Wednesdays at 10:30, before the music lesson.
Oh, okay. And what subject do we have on Thursday at 11:30?
At 11:30, we have English after the art lesson.
Listen again.
Let's have a look at our timetable. What's our first lesson on Monday?
Well, we have maths at 8:00.
Great, I love maths. Do we have history or art on Tuesdays?
Well, let me see. On Tuesdays, we don't have art, but we have history at 9:00.
What about science? Do we have science on Tuesdays?
No, it's on Wednesdays at 10:30, before the music lesson.
Oh, okay. And what subject do we have on Thursday at 11:30?
At 11:30, we have English after the art lesson.
Now, check your answers. That is the end of listening 4. That is the end of the listening part A.